Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. Over the past few weeks, I've been talking a lot about prayer and specifically how Christians pray differently now than they prayed in the past. For example, it is not uncommon to hear Christians pray like this: I decree and declare righteousness over this land. I speak into the atmosphere. I bind the prevailing spirits. There are many pastors, leaders who are teaching their people, you can't go to God and ask God for things. You have to use the authority that He has given you and pray with authority. You're going for a job interview. So instead of praying, Lord, help me to get this job. Give me favor in the eyes of my employers so that they will be impressed with my qualifications and I will get this job. They say, no, you shouldn't pray like that. You should just speak into the situation. I claim this job in Jesus' name. I speak to those employers that they will give me that job in Jesus' name. I take authority over it in Jesus' name. So what is the correct thing to do? How exactly does the Bible require us to pray? And as we look at some scriptures, we will see that there are different situations which require us to pray differently. There are actually times when we are supposed to use the authority that Christ has given us. But there are other times when we are supposed to humble ourselves before God and make our prayer and supplication known to Him. Let me read from the book of Exodus chapter 14. And in this particular scenario, the children of Israel had just left Egypt and they were at the Red Sea. And they looked behind them and they saw the Egyptian army racing towards them. So the people started to panic and they told Moses, you brought us out here to die? There weren't enough graves in Egypt. You had to bring us out here to die? And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, but stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. The Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. And then verse 15 is the strange verse, where the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground. So here Moses finds himself in a panic situation and he cries out to God, God, deliver us. And God is saying, why are you crying out to me? What is that you have in your hand? That rod. Use it. Stretch forth your rod and I will divide the sea. So here we clearly see that there is a distinction between crying out to God and using your authority. That rod represented the authority that God had given to Moses. So crying out to God is one thing. Using the authority that God gave you is something entirely different. So they are two different things. They are not the same. Prayer is not about using authority. Prayer is about making your requests known to God. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. And also, using your authority has nothing to do with prayer. They are two entirely different things. So when are we supposed to pray and ask God for something? When are we supposed to use the authority that God has given us? When do we have to use the rod that God has given us? And the next question is, what rod exactly has God given us? What authority exactly do we have? What authority do we not have? That is very important because there are many Christians today exercising authority over everything. They no longer go to God in prayer. Everything that they have to ask, everything that they want, I decree and declare I bind and I loose. I claim it in Jesus' name. I take authority. So we need to know the difference. And now I'm going to read a few scriptures. And it is important that we first of all identify what authority we have, what we don't have. Now let's look at how the disciples prayed whenever they met somebody who was sick. In Acts chapter 3, Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Acts chapter 9, and Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Arise and make up your bed." And he rose immediately. Acts chapter 14, Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." And he leaped and walked. So we see very clearly that whenever the disciples encountered somebody who was sick, they didn't pray, "Lord, heal this person." They spoke to the sickness and commanded the sickness to be healed. Whenever they met somebody who was demon-possessed, this is how they dealt with it. In Mark chapter 1, Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet, come out of him." Acts chapter 16, Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. So again, whenever they met people who were demon-possessed, they didn't pray, "Lord, please cast this demon out. Lord, please help this person to overcome this demon." They spoke to the demon and they used the authority and said, "Come out in Jesus' name." So we see they were using their rod. Now, does that mean we have to pray that way all the time? Does that mean if you need a job, you have to speak to the situation? Does that mean if your children are unsaved, you have to go into their room and declare salvation in Jesus' name? And the answer is no. The disciples only prayed that way whenever they encountered a sickness or a demon that was controlling somebody else. Then they used the authority, because in Mark chapter 16, Jesus said, "These signs shall follow them who believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall cast out demons." We see clearly Jesus was giving his apostles authority to heal the sick and to cast out demons so people could be delivered from demons. And therefore, when the disciples encountered sickness and demons, they used the authority that Christ gave them. But for everything else, the disciples did not pray that way. For everything else, the disciples simply went to God and humbly made their prayer and supplication known to him. And I'll read a few of these scriptures right now. In Acts chapter 4, when the disciples were being threatened by the Sanhedrin to not preach in Jesus' name, they went to God, "Lord, you are God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." How did they pray for boldness? It's clearly written in the Bible. They did not say, "I speak boldness into my spirit in Jesus' name. I cast out the spirit of fear in Jesus' name." That is not what they did. They simply said, "Lord, look at how they're threatening us. Now give us boldness. Stretch forth your hand, do signs and wonders, give us boldness." That's how they prayed for boldness. Paul said on another occasion, "I wanted to come to you, but Satan hindered us." So how did Paul pray against hindrances? Romans chapter 1 verse 10. He said, "Pray for me, that by some means now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you." His prayer is clearly recorded in the Bible. And Paul did not say, "I bind that hindrance in Jesus' name. I cast out that hindrance. I speak to that devil to stop hindering in Jesus' name. I cancel your works." Paul did not pray like that. he simply said, "Pray for me, that by some means now, at last, I may find a way in the will of God to come to you." How did Paul pray for strength? Did he say, "I speak strength into my mortal body in Jesus' name"? No, look at Ephesians chapter 14. "I bow my knees to the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man." That is how Paul prayed. How did Paul pray for knowledge and for discernment? Did he speak discernment into the situation? Philippians 1:9, "And this I pray, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and all discernment." So we see very clearly, when it came to sickness and demons and demon-possessed people, the disciples prayed one way. They used the authority that God has given them. But when it came time to pray for anything else, for boldness, for strength, for hindrances to be removed, they just went to God and they made their supplications known to God. They humbled themselves and they prayed to God, because they recognized Jesus gave them authority to heal the sick and to cast out demons. Jesus did not give them authority to speak boldness into anybody's life. Jesus did not give them authority to speak strength into anybody's spirit. Jesus did not give them authority to speak salvation into the lives of their unsaved loved ones. That was simply not any authority Christ ever gave them. And this is something that people need to understand. God has given us some authority. God has not given us all authority. Read Matthew chapter 28. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and earth is given to me." That's all it says. Now go and preach. He did not say, "All authority is given to me and I give all authority to you." It's not there. That is not in the Bible. And we have to understand that. God has given us some authority. And we have to know the difference when to use authority and when to humble ourselves before God and to cry out before him. So when you have to pray for your unsaved loved ones, forget about the prayer cloth. Forget about anointing their bed with oil and holy water. Just say, "Lord, I recognize that their eyes have been blinded by the prince of this world. But I pray that the power of your gospel would go forth, that when they hear the word of God, they will be convicted of sin, righteousness, and judgment." Just like you removed the scale from Paul's eyes, remove the scale from their eyes. Cause the blindness to be removed from their heart. Open their heart. Draw them to you, because your word says, "No man comes to me unless the Father in heaven draws him." Grant them to repentance unto eternal life. Lord, bring them to repentance. Bring them to the foot of the cross and have mercy on them. Jesus prayed and he said, "Lord, have mercy on them, for they know not what they do." Pray the same way. Look at how the people in the Bible prayed. And pray like how they prayed. Paul said to imitate me as I imitate Christ. Many of Paul's prayers are recorded in the Bible. Pray how he prayed. If you follow those guys on TV, they're going to lead you astray. Follow what the Word of God says. And pray how the Bible says to pray. If you encounter somebody who is sick, or somebody who's demon-possessed, take authority, because Christ has given you authority over that. But for everything else, with prayer and with thanksgiving, make your supplications and your requests known to God, and the peace of God will keep your heart and your mind.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chady and Induo Rampol Chady every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.